Blog Talk Radio.
Hi everyone, it's Donna and I'm back this week. We're going to talk about essential oils for spirituality. It's going to be a rather brief show today because where I'm located on the East Coast, it looks like it wants to open up with thunder and lightning at any time, and I don't want there to be any glitch in the broadcast. So we'll get to this, and I have a lot of information for you. So let's begin with a lot of people think that essential oils are something that's new and fatty and, you know, could not be further from the truth. Essential oils have been used through the centuries by many cultures and religions. They are actually specifically mentioned in the Bible. So when you think that this is something that's just a kind of new wave or whatever, it certainly isn't. Essential oils have been around forever. So today we're going to talk whether you are looking to pray or meditate, what essential oils can help you focus your intentions by quieting and relaxing your mind. So you've heard me speak about different ways to use essential oils, but for prayer and meditation, I still always will recommend a cool mist diffuser, but in this case, I would also recommend a candle diffuser. If you are taking a prayer or meditation break at work or while traveling, etc., obviously you may not be able to carry your diffusers with you or have them with you at the office. I would recommend sniffing direct from the bottle. We've talked about pre-soaked cotton balls or small pieces of cloth that you know, you can carry in a Ziploc or baggie, or you can place the essential oils directly onto your temples and forehead. This I recommend for prayer and or meditation. And always, if you're applying directly onto your skin, please use a carrier oil, especially if your skin is sensitive. So my own personal preference, when I meditate or pray indoors, I love my candle diffuser. The glow of the candlelight, it puts me in the mood for it. I settle into a comfortable position. I try to sit in the same spot each time. And the glow of the candle diffuser, I call upon my angels to protect and guide me and allow me to hear whatever messages they may have for me. Other times when I meditate or pray, I like to sit quietly on my deck. In the nice weather, I like to dangle my legs into the pool and run them through the water rhythmically, or I like to actually sit directly on the grass. And as you know, a lot of this is referred to as grounding, which is really just a basic connecting with earth and nature. Really are allowing your body to become one with nature and take the time to absorb all it has to offer by feel, smell, and togetherness. Okay. So to get into the essential oils that I would recommend for grounding, when you kind of feel out of balance and you really just need to get back to basics and nature, I recommend a blend of sandalwood, frankincense, myrrh, patchouli, cedarwood is also good, Virginian or Atlas. You can also add bergamot, and sometimes I'll add a little lavender. I love the smell. If you're looking to express gratitude, and this is so important for us to stay in balance and to just stop and think about all the many things that we have to be thankful for. Gratitude is essential to do, I think, daily. And for me, I use lavender, bergamot, yang yang, And you can mix any citrus essential oil along with that. I happen to love the smell of orange or grapefruit mixed in. Lime and lemon work just as well. For me, the lime and lemon, it reminds me a bit of my homemade essential oil cleaning solutions that I use around the house. But a little goes a long way, so sometimes you need to experiment with how many drops. And at the end, it depends upon what smells right and feels good to you. Ginger and cypress are also good ones to add or use. And remember, these all have so many numerous uses, but those are the ones I specifically recommend for showing and expressing gratitude. Just mention cleaning or purifying. If you're looking to purify, I love using peppermint, spearmint, any of the citrus like lemon, lime. Juniper berry is good, cypress and sage. A little cedarwood and clove can also be considered when you're talking about using it for purification. If we are seeking enlightenment or just as an aid in our spiritual journey, rosemary, sandalwood, cypress, clove, cinnamon, scotch pine, and spruce, the ones I would recommend for that. When we're praying or meditating and we're in those times of grief, rose, sandalwood, neroli, frankincense, and bergamot. And for those of you who listened in last week, many of these will be familiar to you in terms of talking about the frequencies of the essential oils. And if you'll notice that there's quite a few that I listed that have high frequency levels. Now, a suggestion. I don't have ADD or ADHD, but there are times when I need a little help to stay focused, especially when I'm trying to do meditation. I really have to have quiet and keep my mind from drifting. So I'm thinking that many of you may struggle to remain focused during prayer and meditation as well. What I would advise is to add just a little lavender or orange oil. Those are two essential oils that I always recommend to help children or adults struggling with ADD or ADHD. So if you're a person that has trouble remaining focused during prayer or meditation, feel free to add a little bit of that so that it will kind of calm you down, calm your brain down, so that you can put your thoughts and intentions out there. Well, that's pretty much what I have for today. I've enjoyed my time with you, and I hope this was beneficial to everyone. I ask you to please visit my website at Soulful For You. That's Soulful, SEOULFULL, the number four, the letter U.com, and be sure to like my Facebook page. Or you may contact me directly through my store or email at soulfulforyou@gmail.com. I will be more than happy to make you a custom blend based on your exact needs. When you smell these oils, you'll understand the difference in organic, wildcrafted essential oils and other oils that are out there that have cut corners and are not pure. An example, just last week, an entire bottle of lavender essential oil fell and broke. And, I was upset about it because there's no recapturing it. But fell and went all over my carpet. But because it was pure, there was absolutely no stain, and my carpet smells wonderful. So while that's not what I would recommend to scent your carpet, just to dump essential oils on it, what I am saying is there was not one stain, and for that I'm thankful. I also want to mention I'm thrilled to be affiliated with Angel Coaches, and I hope you'll visit our website at angelcoaches.org and like our Facebook page. There you can learn a little bit more about me and my sister Angels, who we are, and how we enlighten the world. By signing up for our newsletter, you'll receive an amazing free gift. So I hope you guys will go on and take a look at both websites, and there's a lot of information on both of them. And I thank you for your time today and for listening, and we'll see you again next week. Take care.